We start in the next story, and the next story is recorded in flashback. We're continuing Daniel, and the story is recorded from a letter, meaning the next 30-40 verses are a letter that Nebuchadnezzar writes, and in this letter he records what happened. So now this pasuk begins the letter of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, Malka lechol umayah, umayah v'lishnaya didrin v'chol ra shlomcho nisgeh. He writes the following letter. I wish you all a lot of peace, all the different nations, nationalities, and languages throughout the land. I would like to tell you all the wondrous things that the great God has done with me. His signs are so amazing. His wondrous things are so powerful. Malchutei malchut olam. God's kingdom is eternal. V'sholtoneim dar v'dar. And his rulership is for every generation. It's eternal. Anna Nebuchadnezzar. This is the letter Nebuchadnezzar sends out. I Nebuchadnezzar shelei avet beveti. I was calm, tranquil at home. V'ranan beichali. And I was feeling well. I was lush. Everything was great in my palace. Chelem chazet v'dachlinani. I had a dream, got me really scared. My different thoughts went up as I was lying. And what I saw scared me. And so I let out a decree. I asked to summon all the wise men of Babylon. They should tell me the interpretation of my dream. So all my different sorcerers and wise men came in. I told them my dream. No one could tell me what it meant. Only in the end, Daniel came. His name is Belshazzar, like my God, says Nebuchadnezzar. He has the spirit of the holy gods. And I told him my dream. Belshazzar, Rav Chartumaya, you, Belshazzar, who are leader of all my wise men, that I know, that the spirit of the holy angels is within you, and every secret you know, tell me what did I dream, and tell me what the meaning is. And tell me what I saw. So what I saw was, I saw a tree, so there was this tree that was in the middle of the land of Israel, and this tree grew very tall. Revaila now tekif. This tree grew awesome. This tree grew powerful. V'rumeim telishmaya, and the tree reached the heavens. V'chazotei l'sof kol hara, and the tree could be seen from the edge of the land. Ofyei shapir, the tree looked very nice. It had a lot of beautiful branches. This represents Nebuchadnezzar that had a lot of good leaders under him. The Inbeis Sagi, and it had many luscious fruits. One. Pasuk Tet, what they call the fourth chapter, Pasuk Tet. Umazon Necholabe, and it had food for everyone within it. And that references Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom, where everyone was sustained under his kingdom. Techotoi tatleil chevat bara. In its shade, all the different wild animals would rest. And that's an allusion to all the different nations outside Israel. Uvanfoi eduron tzipore shmaya. And on its branches rest all the birds of heaven. That's a reference to the people of Israel, that they are under Nebuchadnezzar's reign. And all living creatures are sustained under this tree. So that's the idea, that Nebuchadnezzar was the ruler of the world at the time, and everyone was sustained under him. I saw in my dream, va'alu, and behold, ir v'kadish min shmaya nachit. Ir v'kadish either means an angel or a heavenly voice. Came out of the air, came down next to the tree. Kare v'chayil, this heavenly voice or this angel called out loud. Bechinamar, and this is what the angel said: Godu ilana vekatitzu anfoi. Cut down the tree. Cut up its branches. Ataru ofiei. You have to cut off its top. Uvadaru in bay, and scatter its fruits. So the different leaders that are represented by the trees and by the branches and the leaves, all of them will be scattered. Tenut chevata min tachtoi. Let all the animals scatter from under it. Vitziporaya min anfoi. And let all the birds fly out from this tree. So there's a reference in his dream that his kingdom will lose its control, that he will lose all the different accomplishments he's done in his life. However, leave the roots in the ground. So this is a reference to the idea that even after Nebuchadnezzar dies, his granddaughter Vashti will remain a part of the ruling party, a part of the king's house under the Persian Empire. And bind it in bindings of metal and copper, and let it be out in the wetness of the grass. And that's what ended up happening to Vashti, that they shackled her in metal and they took her outside like a simple citizen, and they executed her. Uvtal Shmaya Yitztaba. And shall be cleaned with the rain, with the waters of the heavens. And she will be out there with the wild animals, with the wild animals of the field. Now, in this vision, what Nebuchadnezzar doesn't understand is that he's shifted from talking about Vashti, about the tree, and he's talking about Nebuchadnezzar himself, that Nebuchadnezzar himself will get wet in the rain and run around with the wild animals. Livevei min anasha yishanon, his heart will cease to be human. Ulvav cheva yitihivlei, he will get the heart of an animal. Veshiva idanin yachlefun aloi, and 7 years will pass like this on him. Bigzirat irin pityama. This is a decree from the angels who are so upset at him. Umeimar kadishin she'ilta. This has been said from the Holy One up above. Al divrati indeun chayayaya. Because Hashem wants all living creatures to know. Dishaliti la b'malchut anasha. That there is an upper hand that is ruling the kingdom of mankind. Ulmandi itzbeit nina. He gives it to who he chooses. Ushfal anashim yikimala. And he takes the smallest of men and puts him in charge of all of humanity. And that's Nebuchadnezzar, who was the size of a Coke bottle. Nebuchadnezzar was a midget. So, Nebuchadnezzar was a midget. Says Nebuchadnezzar was this tall. An amma. The height of your arm. This is how tall Nebuchadnezzar was. But he was a powerful warrior. What? Yeah. He was strong, but he was scary.
I can just
What?
Maybe he has some magic.
Is that literally though?
Or maybe people believed he had some magical powers. I don't know.
But is that literally?
I don't know.
Also, Pharaoh was supposed to.
Right.
So
Rabbi Feinstein interpreted Pharaoh to not be literal. So it would sound like Nebuchadnezzar is also not so literal. I didn't hear you. I don't know. Over here, I don't know. This is the dream that I saw. Namalkan Nebuchadnezzar, I King Nebuchadnezzar. Remember, this is all his letter. The Ant Belshazzar Pishrei Emar So now you, Belshazzar, you, Daniel, give me the interpretation. Because all the wise men of my kingdom could not interpret it for me. And I know you can. Because you have the spirit of the holy gods. Edain Daniel dishmei Belshazzar eshtomam keshachad. So Daniel, whose name is Belshazzar, he took time. He went silent for a period. Shachada could mean an hour, and it could also mean a period. It took 7 days to think about it. V'rayoni yevalunei, and his thoughts scared him. So the king says to him, Belshazzar, chelma ufishrei al yevalach. Don't let the dream and its interpretation scare you. So Daniel answers, he says, Mari, my master, chelma lesanach, may the dream come true about those who hate you, ufishrei la'arayich, and may the dream come true over those who are your enemies. He's about to give a very bad interpretation to the dream. And he wants it all to fall on Nebuchadnezzar. But he can't tell him that. So he thinks towards heaven and he says, my master, Hashem, may this dream come true on your enemy. Nebuchadnezzar thinks he's talking to him. And he, in fact, says the Medrash Rabbah, on this week or last week's Parsha, he was thinking, Hashem, Nebuchadnezzar is your archenemy. Nebuchadnezzar has destroyed your temple. May this dream come true with him. Let the interpretation come true with the he who hates you, with it, which is in fact Nebuchadnezzar. However, Nebuchadnezzar thinks that he's saying all this on behalf of Nebuchadnezzar, that this dream should come true on his enemies. But
like a diplomat,
right?
Very diplomatic.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, Gilad, I'm with you. Not that I know. Sounds like his he was very, very talented. So it sounds like. If he was able to diplomatically get to the top, and or militarily, however Nebuchadnezzar did it, sounds like he was, yeah. Chazal say that he took 3 footsteps in the name, in the honor of Hashem, and that's why he merited to be the king, to have such rulership. So let's take a step back and remember the backdrop to the scene. Everyone knew Hashem had taken the Jews out of Mitzrayim. And now everyone knew that Hashem's Beit HaMikdash was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. So these amazing things that happen, if it's Nebuchadnezzar's dream, if it's now Nebuchadnezzar's second dream, well, they to some degree reinstate the recognition, the international recognition of Hashem as King of Kings. And so when Daniel tells Nebuchadnezzar after his first dream, Hashem decides who's going to be king, and he decided to put you on the throne, there's a tremendous message there. Nebuchadnezzar, you think you destroyed the temple. You have to realize that Hashem wanted the temple destroyed. And so, yeah, you destroyed it because Hashem wanted you to do it. You think you're so powerful, you're king of Babylon. That's because Hashem wants you to be king of Babylon. And now finally, in this message where Hashem says that he will show that he runs the world, right? This has been the decree from above. Why does Hashem decree that Nebuchadnezzar will lose his sanity? Because that's what the pasuk says. The yindeun chayaya. Hashem wants all living people to know the shaliti la'ab malchut anasha. There is an upper Hashem who's running the kingdoms down below. People shouldn't make a mistake. Nebuchadnezzar was so powerful he destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. No. Hashem is going to show them now. And Nebuchadnezzar sends this letter throughout his kingdom. What we're reading now is a letter that he publicized. Yes.
But here it seems that Nebuchadnezzar, after his name probably, he kind of believes in God, but he doesn't.
Right.
Fully.
Right?
believing him? It's like, or is he doing this just as a way of being diplomatic?
No, you'll see. On the one hand, he believes in Hashem. On the other hand, he retains his idol. You see, he says, Daniel is called Belshazzar, like the name of my God, he says. Yeah.
Although at the same time, he realized that God is the, actually the God of gods in this case.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. But the truth is, the same question is relevant to every one of us many times a day. We say, Shema Yisrael Hashem, Nokeinu Hashem Echad. And then do we stand up to the temptation of not saying Lashon Hara 5 minutes later? Ilanadi Chazaita, the tree that you saw, the Revau Takif, that grew and was so powerful, and its height reached the heavens, and it could be seen from all countries, its branches were so successful, its fruits were so plenty, it had food for everyone, the wild animals, the birds, they all find a dwelling place by the tree. Antumalka, you are that king. The tree represents you. Direvat utkeif, because you've grown, you are powerful. Uvutach revat umtat lishmaya, and your greatness is so great it's almost to the heavens. Vesholtanach lesofara, and you control to the edge of the earth. Vedichazamalka. And that which the king saw, an angel or a heavenly voice come out of heaven, and the heavenly voice says, uproot, cut down, not uproot, cut down the tree, and wound it, knock it down, and retain its roots in the ground, bind it in metal and copper in the grass, and it'll get wet in the rain. He will get run around with the wild animals of the field till 7 years pass on him. That's interpretation, my king. It's a decree from above that's going to fall on you, my master, the king. And you should know that you are going to lose your sanity and you are going to leave humanity. And you will live among the wild animals. And you will start eating grass like oxen. And you will run around and get wet in the rain. And 7 years will pass like this. Till you come to recognition that there is a power from above that controls human kingdoms. And he gives it to whoever he pleases. And that which you heard them declare, leave the roots, the prime roots of the tree, your kingdom will remain for you. Just so that you know that in heaven they control things, and Hashem wants you to be king, and so you will be reinstated. Lain Malka. Remember, all of this is in Nebuchadnezzar's letter. Therefore, my king, Milki Ishparalach, my king, may my advice find favor in your eyes, V'chatayach Bitzdakah Feruk, and may you redeem your transgressions with charity. Why is Daniel giving him this advice? Daniel sees the Jews in Babylon who are plagued, they're suffering, they're impoverished, they don't have a way of making a living, they don't have a way of taking care of their families, some have been enslaved, they're all suffering. So he wants to help the Jews. So he gives Nebuchadnezzar advice. He says, be charitable to the Jews. You could redeem your transgressions by having compassion over the poor. That way you will extend your tranquility. That way you will extend your tranquility. Kol ametan Nebuchadnezzar Malka. He says it all came true about me, Nebuchadnezzar. Everything came true. Lektzat yachin treasar, alechal malchuta divavel malechana. Says I was walking on the rooftop of my castle for 12 months. I opened up my treasuries and I said, feed the poor. So for 12 months there were lines outside his palace, and Nebuchadnezzar kept giving out free food, free money, and the poor would line up and get what they needed from Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, Nebuchadnezzar hears a ruckus and he sees lines of peasants and paupers lining up outside the palace. He asks, what's going on here? They tell him, oh, you king, you said to give out all your wealth to these poor, and you're wasting all the spoils that you conquered in all your wars and all the might and economic prowess of the Babylonian Empire. You're wasting it, and it's all going to those Jews. So the king calls out and says, Halodai Bavel Rabeta, this is the awesome Babylon that I built up. I made Babylon into this great empire with my great might and in my great honor. Tell them to close those storage houses. I'm not giving away everything I built up to the poor. Od mileta befu malka. The words were still in the king's mouth. Kol min shmaya nefal. A voice came, fell out of heaven. Lach amri Nebuchadnezzar malka. We tell you, Nebuchadnezzar king, malchuta adat minach. The kingdom is removed from you. Umin anasha lach tardin. And you will now be pushed off from humanity. Vim chivat bara medorach. You will live among the wild animals. Isbach etorin lach yitamun. You will eat grass like oxen. Vishivai danin yachlefun alach. 7 years will pass on you. Till you come to recognition that there is an upper force that's above everything, that controls the human kingdoms, uleman digitzbe yitinina, and he gives it to whoever he chooses. You take all the credit, you've lost it all now. Right away, everything came true on Nebuchadnezzar. Umina nashatirid, and he stopped being human. He started running around, took off all his clothing, started running around and eating grass like an ox. He runs out of the palace, he runs into the field, he's running around naked, and he's in the rain, he's in the fields. His hair starts growing, and his body gets covered with thick hair. His nails grow thick. He's running around in the mud. He's like an animal, running around with the animals. It says the animals used to, I don't know what you call it, but they used to... Right, so they thought it was a small animal, right? So they used to copulate with him. So he's on some level... he recognizes he's human, but he's running around and his prime focus is he's an animal. And for 7 years he's running around like this with animals, eating grass, running around like an animal. Yes?
It says that like a voice came from heaven, it said this to him. Would this be a kind of
prophecy? Thursday night. I don't think it's prophecy. Veliktzat yomaya. And at the end of this period, these 7 years, Ana Nebuchadnezzar, Einai, Lishmaya Natlit. I raised my eyes to heaven. Umandei Alayetuv. I said, God, you're the boss. And when I was willing to do that, so I regained my senses. Ulila'a Barchit. I blessed Hashem above. Ulchai Alma Shabchit Vadreit. And I gave praise and glory to the source of life in the world. The Shaltanei Shaltan Olam, his rulership is eternal, Malchutei Imdar V'dar, and his rulership is through every generation. V'choldarei Arak Elach Hashivin. And all of the people on earth, they are all like La. What is La? La is when you see the sun's rays coming through the window, and you see little dust particles floating in the sun's rays. So one of those dust particles is called La. La is the dust particle you see in the sun. So he says, all of humanity, this whole world is like one dust particle. And he does what he wants with the armies of the heaven, and certainly with the people of earth. And no one can stand up to him and tell him what to do. No one can ask him, hey, why'd you do that? So I came to this recognition. And at that moment, I regained my understanding. I was able to come back to the glory of my throne. And my countenance, my face changed back. I started looking more human again. I regained my features. And my council, my leaders, my nobles, they all wanted me back. And I was reestablished on my throne, and I was given even greater greatness. It says that he became so powerful that he was able to ride on a lion and to take an alligator and tie it with its head. That's how strong he became. That's what it says, he got even greater greatness. Now Chazal tell us that during the period Nebuchadnezzar was gone, during those 7 years, they established his son as king. And when they established him as king, so he did what he could. And then when Nebuchadnezzar came back to the throne, he said to his son, "The nerve of you! What'd you take my throne for?" And he put him in a dungeon. He locked him up, his own son. Said, "What'd you take my throne for?" So he locked up his son. And when Nebuchadnezzar will ultimately die, so they'll tell his son, "Okay, your father's dead, come back, take the throne." And Evil-Merodach, his son, will say, "No, I'm not doing that one again." So they say, "No, this time he's really dead." So he insists to take out his body from the grave. He dug up his body. He said, "I want to see him dead. Only after I see his body in the grave, only then am I willing to take the throne." So Nebuchadnezzar regains his throne. And so I, Nebuchadnezzar, he ends his letter. He says, "I praise, I exalt, I want to give glory to the King of Heaven. That whatever he does is true. And what he does is just. Anyone who walks in arrogance, he can put them down." And with this, we conclude the story of Nebuchadnezzar, and we move on. Nebuchadnezzar